Blue whales appear to be reestablishing their migration route from California to the Gulf of Alaska. The endangered whales were decimated by commercial whalers until the practice became illegal in 1965. Scientists guess half the North Pacific population, or about 1,500 animals, are migrating north again. Jay Barlow is a marine mammal researcher in San Diego for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says he had his first inkling the whales had returned to the Gulf of Alaska during a cruise looking for humpback whales. The researchers spotted three blue whales where the animals hadn't been seen since the mid-60s.
We recognized this was significant. We got some photographs of the individuals that showed distinctive markings. And so we sent those photographs to our colleagues at Cascadia Research, who maintain a catalog of West Coast blue whales based on photographs. And they compared our photographs with their photographs, and they found that one of the individuals, in fact, was a whale that regularly was found feeding in California waters.
How decimated was the blue whale species as a result of commercial whaling?
Well, they got so rare that the whalers simply couldn't find them anymore. There really aren't any good estimates of how low blue whales got in the North Pacific. But it's fair to say that the eastern North Pacific population was in the low hundreds of animals at the end of whaling.
And what do you think's going on now? Why do you think the whales have established this migration route again?
I think, personally, it's mostly oceanographic change. I think that there were periods of time when their food, which is a krill, simply wasn't available to them for whatever reasons in the California area. And so out of desperation or curiosity, they started exploring further and further north. And they found, once again, that there were a lot of resources, krill resources, off of British Columbia and in the Gulf of Alaska. And they might have actually just forgotten that these resources existed because the cultural memory was lost and disturbed by whaling. And the few animals that remembered that these areas existed had been killed off by whaling and no longer knew that they, if they passed through the relatively low productive areas of Oregon and Washington, that they would once again get to higher productive areas as they went further north.
And so if there was no sort of institutional memory from older whales that were long-lived enough to remember these feeding grounds up here, how do you suppose they happened upon the route once again?
That's a curiosity. Blue whales can travel a tremendous distance if they travel in a straight line in a relatively short period of time. So the whales that I see here off of San Diego in early June could easily be in the Gulf of Alaska by early July. And so what I think probably happened is that just a few animals were sort of frustrated by the lack of food and set off on their own to see if they can do any better anywhere else and happened to discover these resources. And then I think that once the migratory path is established, then whales follow one another and they can hear each other a tremendous distance away. And so I think that once the path is established, then it becomes a stampede.
Describe a blue whale. Are they quite large? How long do they normally live?
Blue whales, they're the largest animal on Earth, and as far as we can tell from the fossil record, the largest animal that ever existed on Earth. The West Coast whales grow to a total length of about 80 feet. In the Antarctic, they got a bit bigger, up to 100 feet. They're gargantuan in proportion, and when you see them on the water, you only see a small part of them at any one time. You'll see the blowhole appear first, and then you'll see what seems like acres and acres of back as the animal rolls and rolls and rolls, and then at the very end, you'll see its little tiny dorsal fin, which is only about 12 inches high, break the water, and then it'll arch even higher, and then the flukes sometimes come out of the water. So it's hard to even get an impression of how large the animal is when you're right next to it on the water, because you really can never see all of it at one time.
How significant is it, do you think, for an endangered species like the blue whale to reestablish a former migration route?
I think it's really important to the survival of the animal, because nature is quite variable in its very nature. So one feeding area, for instance, California, is not always going to be a good feeding area. And I think that the flexibility to exploit previously used feeding areas like Alaska are going to be critical to the survival of the species. It gives it flexibility to survive in times that are bad locally.
Jay Barlow is a biologist with NOAA.